Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
pillow. P-I-L-L-O-W. Pillow is this hour's code word. Everybody's got their special pillow. Text true. Pillow. Yeah. Text pillow to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Why shouldn't it be you? Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Text pillow to 72881. Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. Couple weddings that happened.
Such a weird lyric.
Yeah.
You know, the horse doesn't like the carriage.
Yeah.
He's like, nope. I'm trying to walk here.
Right. And this thing is heavy. And that whip hurts.
What kind of lyric is that?
It rhymes.
That's what's important. All right. Go ahead.
So last night were the Billboard Music Awards.
Right.
And they happened in Vegas.
I was thinking that they happened in L.A. and this thing that you're going to talk about happened in Vegas. I was thinking, oh, so they just jumped on a jet.
No, these guys basically walked down the street.
Oh, funny.
So there's this place called the Little White Wedding Chapel. And I've been there.
Have you been there?
Yes, my friend
Everybody talks about it.
Maddie from the show, our old producer, and his wife, Shauna, they got married there.
Nice.
So we all crowded in there and... sat through the, you know, bad Elvis impersonator singing the bad Elvis songs. And it's funny to see the inside. I'm like, oh, my God, there it is. So right after the Billboard Music Awards, as you know, the Jonas Brothers performed and everyone went, oh, they're so great and so cute. And Joe's the cutest. Well, Joe got hitched last night, which I think means that all three of them are now married. The youngest one's been married forever.
He was the first one to get married.
Kevin. Is that the one? And then Nick is the one who got married to Priyanka Chopra. Is that her name?
Yeah.
And that marriage, it was like a, you know, 4 years of wedding ceremonies and and like dance-off competitions and stuff.
So bogus.
So Joe Jonas married Sansa Stark right after the ceremony last night. Sophie Turner's her actual name, but you know her as Sansa. Uh-huh. They walked on down the street, around the corner, whatever it is, and they got married. At the Little White Wedding Chapel. Elvis is in the building.
That's the way you do it.
It was very quick, so you wouldn't even know that a wedding was going down by appearances. She actually, all night long, she just had a white shirt, a white blouse, and white pants on.
Oh, so you think they planned it?
Oh, they planned it. They got a wedding license, a marriage license, earlier in the day.
Uh-huh.
And
how did TMZ let that slip through their fingers?
Well, TMZ is the one who's reporting this, so I guess maybe they followed them from the venue. I don't know. So she had the white blouse and slacks on, and there they are. I don't know if this is just random people that they dragged along with them who posted, and so they collected all those pictures. They all do seem to be that, you know, the aspect ratio where your phone is vertical instead of horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pictures like that. The Elvis impersonator comes out to marry them, and before long they say, I promise you, I will never leave you. I will love and trust you all the days of my life, in sickness and in health, forever and ever. Mwah! You're married. Joe's brothers Nick and Kevin looked on as groomsmen, and that's pretty much it. They followed tradition, posed in front of the Cadillac at the chapel, and then they were husband and wife. They exchanged ring pops as wedding bands.
You realize this has to be backlash from the 3-day wedding the other brother went through, right?
Yes.
That dude said, I am not letting that happen to myself.
No.
We are running this right down the aisle in Vegas and getting it over with.
There were a few celebrities on hand, I guess a couple people that they talked to at the ceremony at the Billboard Music Awards.
His brother was in the news saying, yeah, that was too much.
That was a long wedding. Is that wedding still going on? Pretty sure I have one of the events is tonight.
Yeah, I can see that being the full-on, like, just that's a reaction to 4 days of wedding.
Yeah, Diplo was there. Khalid was there. They say the whole thing was super casual, pretty cool. Diplo is the one who captured the action inside the chapel on Instagram Live. So people watched this go down last night. And they're actually saying here, it could not have been more different from the endless wedding of Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. So congratulations. They'll probably have something more formal, like for, you know, her family, that who I assume lives in England.
This is a 4-day wedding you're talking about.
Oh, is this the, all the, oh my God, they did. They had like a dance-off.
Concert.
Well.
Actors, dancers.
It's full-on Bollywood. It's incredible. Look at they're laughing. It's so adorable. Oh, there's the Titanic scene.
What a production.
Yeah, that is quite the, it's quite the thing.
It's annoying.
Well, it is annoying.
Or you give yourself over to it and just try to be a good sport and enjoy it. It's the only thing you can do. Otherwise, you're just miserable the whole time.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you regret this. you're gonna ruin the day.
Well, it's a good thing that your wedding isn't to, you know, some girl from India.
Right.
Because it does seem
even
elaborate.
Though I would like that, I don't like the 4-day wedding.
Yeah. You're just having the 1-day wedding. Which is the way it should be. How's that going, by the way?
What do you mean,
how's it going? How's it going? What's happening?
Give us an update.
There's nothing up. What do you mean? I don't even know what you mean.
What's
by
the latest thing that's getting squared away?
Nothing.
Is it all done?
We went for the snacks and enjoyed an afternoon of trying the foods.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was great.
Have you tried the cake and everything?
Yeah,
yet?
I was thinking about the cake.
Oh, no, that's the last thing that was ordered. The cake isn't coming through the venue. It's coming from the Buttery.
I see.
Which is a place that we are fans of.
You love that place, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There will be a carrot cake.
So layers, or are you just doing one?
There's two pancakes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that everyone
will get.
So
there's the main big cake.
No, there's no main big cake.
What?
There's no bit. How about the cake with the bride and groom on
top?
No, there's no main cake.
So
you're going to cut
cakes.
A sheet cake?
Two big sheet cakes.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about that,
Sarah? I don't like it. I like a cake. I like to look at the cake. I like to take pictures of the cake.
Oh, you know,
like the little bride and groom on the cake.
I think we had a sheet cake.
Yeah. The cake is going to be the most delicious cake you've ever had. Mm. And it's got nothing to, then there won't be any disco on it. It'll just be delicious, wonderful cake for you to enjoy after a meal.
Lindsay, hi. Heads up.
Lindsay, hi. I have a couple questions. Is the DJ all squared away?
I'm not answering. I asked you a question earlier, and you acted like you have no idea.
Vinny,
what
you were totally yelling at him. No wonder he got upset.
I didn't even know what movie you were referring to.
The one you said you were going
to. This is just a deflection on his part.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
I went in there off the air. I go, what movie are you seeing tonight? The Runner. Okay, that's what I asked you about. What's it about?
No, you're asking about Motherload.
No, yes. I asked about The Runner.
We didn't.
What are they running? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I don't have. And then in there, I go, what's it about? He goes, oh, it's about Saudi Arabia. I'm like, okay. That's what we were talking about. That was completely locked into you.
You are so just like a pit bull who grabs on and won't let go.
For the record, though, I would like to say that some people's cake at weddings, they look really good, like to stare at it, but when you eat it, it tastes like, yeah. You know,
right.
I prefer a cake that's delicious as opposed to something.
It's not for the people to eat. It's for the pictures.
It's the cake. You're supposed to want to eat it and go, oh, wow, that's sweet and savory,
and
you know?
And they charge a fortune.
Right.
They do. The big cakes are expensive.
Carrot cake and chocolate peanut butter cake. Right. You're going to love it.
I'm starving.
You are.
Surprise?
So other people who've gotten married at the Little White Chapel are Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. So big people have gotten married. Michael Jordan got married there. Britney Spears, remember that one wedding?
Oh, yes.
Judy Garland got married there. So they're in good company. Congratulations to Joe Jonas and Sansa Stark.
Last forever.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Those crazy kids. I hope it does. God, I hate hearing when people break up. It's such a bummer, you know? Speaking of people who've broken up before, Jude Law, he's been through it a few times. Guy's got 5 kids now.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Well, he's got 3 kids. Sophie Turner, is that his first wife? Oh, sorry.
No, Sophie.
Sadie I don't even know where I got that name from. Sophie Turner is Sansa Stark. Sadie Frost.
Right.
So he was married to her. Let's see. They divorced in 03. Because I think he was doing The Nanny, right?
I believe that's how that ended. They were married from 97 to 2003.
So they have three kids, a 22-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 16-year-old. Later, it had emerged that he was in a relationship with his co-star in Alfie, Sienna Miller. They didn't have any kids. He went out with a model named Samantha Burke. I think that she is the one who, didn't they just hang out for a few days? And then she was like, I'm pregnant with his kid. And he was like, we're having a DNA test, and if it is my kid, I'll take care of it.
I have never heard that.
I don't remember that. And was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I want to say she was like some chick who lived in New York and was like, yeah, this is his kid. And he's like, what now? What? So she had, let's see. She had his fourth child, Sophia, now 9. And then he became a dad for the fifth time in 2015 when musician Catherine Harding gave birth to a little girl named Ada in 2015.
Never heard of her.
So he just married again. He married a woman named Philippa Cohen. C-O-A-N. Cohen. Cohen. He's 46. She's 32. She is a business psychologist. And they just had only close family at a low-key ceremony. It was a civil ceremony at Old Marylebone Town Hall in central London. They arrived in a chauffeur-driven Range Rover at 11:40 in the morning. He helped her out of the car, gripped her hand, made their way up the stone steps for the ceremony, emerged an hour later with their wedding bands proudly on display, got in their vehicle, and left.
Doesn't sound that fun.
Well, it sounds quick. It sounds cheap. Maybe they'll have a bigger ceremony later. The family often demands that. Marvel is pulling out of Netflix. Hot. But so all the Marvel stuff is moving over to Disney Plus and Hulu, which is owned by Disney. Oh, and yesterday the trailer for the third season of The Handmaid's Tale went up. We put that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you want to check that out. Go there.
Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah.
How is
so
it?
It's great. It's like misery porn. It's fantastic.
Misery.
So they, you can, you should, if you haven't watched that show, catch up with it. You have until, I think, I want to say it was June 5th that the next season premieres on Hulu. Handmaid's Tale's coming back.
Is
really
it better
soon.
Than Ozark?
It's right up there.
No.
It is. It's right up there with it. I love Ozark. You know what? They're so such different shows.
Just spot on June 5th.
Oh, okay, great. Hulu announced two new live action. Back to the Disney Plus Hulu thing. Hulu announced two new live Marvel series: Hellstrom and Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is going to star Gabrielle Luna, who played the character on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Are you familiar with this?
I don't watch that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, what about Ghost Rider? You know about
I
that?
Do know about Ghost Rider a lot, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Gabrielle Luna's going to play. Or Gabriel. Must be a dude.
Yeah.
Sources say the show will not be connected to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. storyline. It's going to be...
Is that the guy?
Oh,
yes,
let's
see.
Oh, it's good looking. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Ghost Rider. But, you know, Hooman, we've watched some of the Marvel. Like, we watched... The Jessica Jones and the...
Yeah, so Ghost Rider sells his soul to the devil.
Oh, hot.
And then he becomes kind
superhero.
Of like a, no, like a servant of Satan.
Oh.
But then he sees that Satan has like all these souls and he like fights against his boss and frees all these... If you saw the Nick Cage movie, which is terrible, you'll understand the origins.
So he's a dude who sold his soul to the devil,
yeah, he
but,
sold
but
his
fights
soul.
Against the devil.
Yeah, he sold his soul to the devil right. to save his father's life. But then the devil double-crossed him, and then they became enemies. Mm. Does that make sense?
Sure. I mean...
Don't play that. Don't play
the
that.
Number of the beast.
Don't play that.
It makes sense in the way that, you know, Marvel, the Marvel
oh,
universe
we just
makes
peaked. Thank God.
So these won't be Hulu's first Marvel shows. They already have the live-action Runaway series, and then there's an upcoming animated show based on Howard the Duck. MODOK, M-O-D-O-K. Are you familiar with that?
MODOK?
Yeah. Hit Monkey and Tigra and Dazzler. Oh, wow. So they have a lot of new stuff coming there. So it looks like they're saying Disney is using Hulu as a streaming home for darker, more adult content.
Oh, MODOK. That's so weird that they're going to make this guy's TV show.
Interesting.
He looks like a cross between like the Joker and...
A pumpkin.
Yeah.
A
pumpkin. It's like a jack-o'-lantern
Joker. The character?
Oh, yeah. He's like a pill.
Well, he's
with legs and arms.
So what he is he's basically a giant brain that's got these mental abilities. Oh.
But what's with the chair? Doesn't even have wheels. How's he get around?
So he floats. He floats around.
Oh, he floats?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'll watch that.
You what?
I'm just kidding.
You just say.
So dumb.
Couldn't look dumber.
MODOK. It's M period O period K period or D period. What does it stand for? MODOK.
You know, I don't know too much about this super... I mean, I see him in a lot of comics. I gotta... Let me do
right,
it. Oh,
fine.
It stands for Mental Organism Designed Only for Killing.
Oh. He's a killing brain.
He's trying to bring chaos to the universe.
Meanwhile, Disney is reportedly in serious discussions with Ron Howard about producing a show that would serve as a sequel to the 1988 movie Willow.
Oh, I loved Willow.
And if that comes together, that would be for Disney Plus. So that would be more of a kid's style. Sounds like the Disney Plus stuff is going to be for a younger set.
So does this mean we're going to lose the Daredevil, the Punisher?
Oh yeah, those are all.
They're all going.
They're all going. Okay. All the Marvel Universe stuff is migrating over. Which I don't know if that means they'll take the same shows and replay them.
Well, if they
over there,
that'll be kind of a really mean move. Towards Netflix.
Whatever. Netflix will be fine.
All right.
There's a study. Oh, what are we looking at here? Nothing. Oh, mm-hmm. Funny. MODOK. It's, people, if you're looking for positives in the music industry, there just aren't that many. It just seems like everything has been reduced to streaming. And you could say, well, at least we're not printing CDs or cassettes or whatever. And you were not polluting the environment with plastic or, disposable packaging, et cetera.
All right.
So it turns out even that's not true.
What?
According to a new study, music streaming is worse for the environment because even though there's less plastic, as in zero plastic, it doesn't offset the overall environmental cost of maintaining streaming services like YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora. They're saying the electricity that's used and the emissions that come from actually running the electricity it takes you to stream your music is worse than if you just bought a CD. Streaming services utilize a lot of computing power, server storage, and cloud capabilities. The increased power usage leads to more greenhouse gas emissions, not less. And on top of that, the revival of vinyl is also bad because they're petroleum products. They're saying that's no good either.
Good.
So what should we go to?
We should just never buy anything to do with music again.
Because cassettes seem pretty environmentally bad.
Sure. They're right. Listen, it's all bad.
So what's the best way to listen to music then?
I don't know. On a guitar in your living room?
You got to sing it.
I guess.
You
I was thinking
sing it yourself.
Your favorite radio station.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Listen to your favorite radio station. We play music.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Two songs an hour, baby.
And this building's empty. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's no greenhouse emissions coming out of this place. So Jenga, the game.
I play it.
Yeah. It's great. Super fun.
Play it with my kid all the time.
Yeah. Channing Tatum just lost a game of Jenga.
Wait.
And we all win.
The actor?
Yeah, the actor. He's got this girlfriend, Jessie J.
That's his girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh. Huh. They've been kind of quietly together for a little while now.
I thought he just got divorced.
He did. But they've been a couple months anyway. I've been hearing that he and Jessie J are
got right
hooking
back
up.
In there.
He sure did.
Nice, Channing.
Yeah.
Channing, nice.
Uh-huh.
He must not be... Some people like relationships and they don't do okay just
alone.
Single.
They just want to be with someone, Vinny.
So he found someone and he got right to it. Good for him. What are you hiding from me?
Gonna Channing all over your table.
All right.
So he lost a game at Jenga and there was some kind of bet. And the bet was whoever loses, the winner gets to pick a picture to put up of them. So you know, he loses the game and we all win, I guess. Here is a shot of Channing Tatum posing nude. His hands are covering his junk in the shower. And this is the photo that Jesse J decided to put up. Oh, poor Channing Tatum. Too bad he doesn't look effing foxy as AF.
Does he?
Yeah, look at that shot.
He's been in better shape, though.
Oh, I don't know.
That's like quite Magic a Mike. Body.
He's been in way,
you're into that
way
too?
Worse.
I mean, that's not the kind of body that I prefer to have.
But if well, I'm going to go man, see a stripper,
yeah,
that's the body that's I want it. Him to have right there.
Exactly.
That's
and
pretty
with
good.
The water on him.
Oh, yeah. It's very flash dance.
Yeah.
So there he is. He's dripping wet in his full glory with his hands.
I wonder if she put him in that position and took the photo herself, like said, here's what I want.
You know, I thought maybe at one, maybe, right? Although they say specifically, I lost a game of Jenga to Jessica Cornish. That's Jesse J's real name. The loser, me, had to post a picture that the other person picked. So he didn't say that she took it.
I guess my point is we've talked so much about the pictures you send to another person and girls, specifically you, you're like, don't send the D pic. We don't want that. Send words,
that
blah, blah,
one.
Blah. I understand. But what I'm saying is, do you think he took that himself? Like went, I'm going to go in and do a
photo shoot,
a nude shot.
It's actually, it's such a good shot that I wonder if it's not just a pro shot that she was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like if he was at some photo shoot or something and that was one that didn't get used or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway.
It does seem like a weird shot a guy would take of himself is my point.
Yes,
I
it
just,
does.
I don't, it's too.
And there doesn't seem to be anything in the way of the water. Like, you know, there doesn't seem to be a piece of glass in the way or anything. You know, that seems like just a flood happening in your bathroom. So it seems more like a setup shot to me, but the hell do I know?
I don't know.
Anyway, I just, you know, I spent a few minutes looking at this morning.
It's cute.
It is. It's very cute.
Good for Jessie J.
Yes. She gets to play with that.
She's got that.
And just really quickly, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
There's a theory suggesting that Jon Snow helped Arya Stark kill the Night King. And there, so, you know, it can't be just her single-handedly. It's that Viserion, the dead dragon, the one with the blue stuff shooting out of its neck at this mm-hmm. point, was guarding the entrance to the Godswood, and that he stood up to allow the dragon to, you know, be distracted by him because he yells, go, go, go.
Oh.
And then right after that, you see the little bit of wind blow that the general, you know, one of the generals,
hair
kind of moves with the wind as she gets into the Godswood. So they're saying it was a team effort.
So they'll show us that next episode.
He gets the assist. Oh, I don't think so. I'm sure we'll never. This is just a fan theory. No, we saw the hair move and we heard him yell, go, go, go.
There won't be any retelling, you don't think?
I don't know.
I think I need clarification.
Well, if she says something in the next episode like, thanks for distracting.
Oh, sure. That could be it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that they would lean towards that but leave it so open that you wouldn't.
I
didn't pick up on that. Who would?
No, well, fans, apparently. I didn't either. I'm actually excited for this next episode, mainly for that. I want to hear everyone's thoughts on the battle. Like, and as they, I hope that they don't just like, say, and then that all wrapped up and we walked down to King's Landing. Like, I hope that they spend a little time just sort of picking up the pieces and seeing who
lived
and
died. Yeah, like, Bran, what did you do, Bran?
He sat underneath the tree.
I sat here in my wheelchair. There's not a lot I can do.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah. Do you think
goodbye.
Do you think he should have told Theon, just wait, we're going to be okay?
I know. You're a good man, Theon.
Just hang out right
here. Throw yourself on that guy and get killed.
Do not run towards the Night King.
Well, maybe that was, you know, Theon's punishment. You're a good man, Theon.
Well, here's the other question. We only have 3 episodes. How are they going to make it all the way to King's Landing?
Well, on dragons, I guess. I mean, that seems to be a quick mode of transportation. Oh. Maybe they'll say 6 months later. They all get down there. Okay, and another question is, like, there's no one left, right? All those Unsullied died out there. Like, there's no one left.
No,
so what is it going to be? There's going to be like 16 people. All the Dothraki,
died.
Six of them run back out of the dark.
The Unsullied are still around. The Unsullied are still there.
I don't know, man. It seems like they were getting run over.
Dothraki are dead.
Like, they're not going to have a giant army when they head down there. But they do have the dragon, so that's good, right?
Yeah. Well, your husband has some theories about that.
Okay. Well, let's get into those later. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Guilty purchases you make in your life and major brands committing to sell products in refillable containers.
All right.
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Here's one from Courtney. Hey, guys, thank you so much for your talk about mental illness yesterday. I've suffered for years and I've been getting help for years and I'm trying to help reduce the stigma. It's so easy to make cheap jokes about crazy people, but your discussion was so helpful. I'm about to publish a book on this exact topic. Courtney, you should have put the name of the book. Anyway, I thought that was just a very nice feedback from yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. Talked quite a bit about that. Email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to this show.
Hello.
So you get the app, you put this show on, and then you listen. It's easy. Easier than you think.
Yeah.
Just press go. App, and then you listen on Radio.com. Here's what's happening. This is cool.
I don't know
how quickly it can go wide, but it's getting started, and that's the best news. This looks like last week, something major happened. One of the world's biggest brands announced they will soon offer products in refillable, reusable containers. Items such as Tropicana orange juice, Axe and Dove deodorants, Tide laundry detergent, Quaker cereal, and Häagen-Dazs ice cream, among others.
Wow.
They'll all be available in glass or stainless steel containers instead of single-use disposable packaging. They liken it to the olden day old-fashioned milkman.
Yeah. You'd put your empties out, he'd take those and put new ones in your cooler.
So once the products are used up, the empty containers are returned to the tote and collected by a UPS driver. They don't need to be cleaned, and even if the containers are banged up, the deposit is issued in full. Customers only lose money if they fail to make a return on the packaging. And then you get refilled items that you wanted.
But you're saying that this is something that has to come to you via UPS? Is that what I'm hearing? Because I'm thinking ice cream is not going to do well in the back of a UPS truck.
The project is called Loop. It's the result of a partnership between these brands and a waste management company called TerraCycle.
Wow.
They first pitched the idea to brands years ago. And, of course, brands saw the possibility to do this and look good and get some environmental credibility. Loop is going to start this month for 5,000 shoppers in New York and Paris who sign up for it in advance. It will expand to London and Toronto, Tokyo, and San Francisco by 2020.
Wow. Say the list of brands again.
Tropicana orange juice, Axe and Dove deodorants, Tide laundry detergent, Quaker cereals, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, and a bunch more.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Is there a site or something that people can go and pre-check on that kind of thing? Or is it just the 5,000 people who are...
I don't have the .com for it, but the project is called Loop. All right. L-O-O-P.
Wow, that's great. That's what needs to happen. I'm worried, that this is just one more thing, though, that's going to happen online and... You know, the next thing you know, what are your local grocery store is going to go away? Mm. Or maybe they'll become the repository for this stuff.
If it's successful, more partners could join Loop and products would eventually become available on store shelves.
Oh, that would be great. So you pay a deposit on the thing and return it right to the store, I guess.
I guess so.
That's huge.
That's the way. So, Loop.
Very interesting. Way to make a step forward. That's amazing. That much less trash. That's why I said we should all have those government-issued tin bucket to put things in.
A former New Jersey school superintendent who pleaded guilty to defecating on another high school's track.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Has sued the local police department for releasing his mugshot to the news outlets.
Oh, well.
Thomas Tremagalini said in a federal lawsuit filed this week that the police department violated his constitutional rights by taking the picture and then releasing it after he was issued summons last year.
I think that mugshots are kind of public. Like, it seems like there's no problem getting anybody's mugshot. I see mugshots every single day.
Apparently, the suit says that Tremagalini's due process rights were violated and alleges New Jersey law prohibits the taking of mugshots for low-level offenses. The suit is seeking unspecified monetary damages, but they say that this guy is now outside working outside the education field and is severely underemployed based on his skill level.
You know how this whole thing could have been avoided? That guy just hadn't taken it on another school's lawn. I'm sorry that this is happening to you, dude, but you are a person who makes terrible decisions. This is your fault.
The suit says that the national exposure has caused him publicity that damaged his reputation, and the police department was unauthorized. They were intentional and reckless and malicious, and their conduct was unlawful. How much does he get?
Zero. The dude gets zero. You know, that's too bad, but that was you who was taking the dump there. I'm not sure if...
You mean this guy?
That's the guy.
That's the guy. The phantom pooper.
Yeah, that's the guy, everyone.
He looks like a dude who thinks he's still in college. Taking dumps places. Come on, buddy. You're a grown man. You're like a school supervisor or whatever the hell he was. Stop it.
Everyone loves to buy stuff.
Oh, my God. It's so fun.
I have absolutely told you this many times. There are times when I get emotional about a purchase and I start to get wound up about it and I find myself going, I got to get that into the mix.
Yeah.
That's going to make me better.
Yeah.
Whatever's
this
wrong
is
with
solve
me.
Solve whatever problem.
This is going to be.
Right.
It could be a hat. It could be shorts. It could be anything. That surfboard, I'm going to be so good on
that.
This board.
Right.
Do I have 10 already? Yes.
Yeah. This one, though, is going to fill that one little hole.
Right. This is the one that's going to really get me where I want to go.
Mm. I'm going to take over the world on this board.
This guy, Bob Wise, who owns the surf shop, he goes, how many boards do you own, man? You can only ride one.
Surfboard?
And it's not like they're giving me discounts. There's no shame. They're charging me. And I'm like, I'll take that thing.
Yeah, I got to have it.
What do you... Listen, you zip it. I'm buying stuff at your shop.
You're welcome.
What are you whining about?
But anyway, his point is taken. There I am getting all emotional and finding myself going, oh, God, I got to have this one.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is a... Put this under my arm. Oh, it feels just right. The average American will spend $277,000 on guilty purchases in their life.
Wow. How is that possible?
This includes food at restaurants, new clothes, electronics.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of things.
I gotta have it.
You guys do that at your house all the time. We'll hear like, this room is now this. And later it's like, later. No, that room's not that anymore.
I have a very flexible floor plan.
That room's completely something else.
Yeah, well, both our kids will be gone as of next year, so we can start redoing all their rooms.
You won't, though. You love when they visit.
That's true.
You're not going to do it.
Might.
They're going to stay shrines.
Never know.
Anyway, they say the survey found the average American will spend that $277,000 on things like hobbies, surfboards.
Yeah.
Vacations or money spent on traveling.
That doesn't feel like wasted money, though.
It doesn't. Unless, of course, you know, look at the trips where you go, well, that was a little bit frivolous, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Snacks, Cosmetics and other beauty related items. Alcohol makes the list of guilty purchases.
Yeah, these
purchases
all seem like necessities to me. Those don't feel like guilty purchases at all.
Delivery or takeout.
I'm hungry.
Shoes.
I need these shoes.
Shoes goes back to the how many shoes can you wear? Yeah. There's me in the surf shop going, I need this. I don't know why you're questioning me.
Yeah.
I gotta have it.
I'm gonna spend the money here.
Right. Electronics, new clothes, and eating at a restaurant.
Those all seem like necessities to me.
They
I gotta
say
have some new clothes.
Because the food's so overpriced, it makes you feel guilty.
Oh.
That's your
so
guilty
So it's really
purchase.
Just that you feel guilty about these purchases.
Sure.
Yeah. I try not to feel too guilty about stuff.
Yeah. It's hard, though.
It is.
You didn't feel guilty when you took John's music room away?
No, he got a different music room.
All right.
Yeah. It wasn't like I took his music away.
I just remember when you were saying he built the room was built. It was like with black lights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The black lights and the disco ball are still in the she shack. There's no question. You know what, though? I'll tell you, that room never got used when it was the studio because it was outside the house. And now the studio's in the house and we're in there all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to walk out there?
It just became there was no bathroom out there. And there was, no like refrigerator or anything. So when you'd go to have a party out there, every 10 minutes, someone's like, I got to go in the house and get another drink. I got to go to the bathroom. It just wasn't what we hoped it would be. So we moved it in the house, and now it's fine.
All right.
All right.
A 56-year-old guy near Lynchburg, Virginia, just got arrested. Late last month after he shot 3 people.
Oh.
While arguing about which is better, Ford or Chevy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Everyone survived. The guy's name is Mark Turner, and he cares way too much about the topic.
There are people who really grab onto a topic and just
beat it.
Yeah, right. Beat to the point where you're like, I don't want to see Jimmy because all he ever talks about is what's better, Ford or Chevy.
He was in his yard arguing with his girlfriend's son about it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Then he pulled a knife.
Oh.
Ended up stabbing the girlfriend when she got between them break it up.
Then Mark went inside
and came back out with a gun and started shooting. Apparently, he was aiming at his girlfriend's son, but she got in the way again.
Well, yeah, it's her son.
And was shot 5 times in the leg.
5 times?
The son got hit once in the arm, and the son's girlfriend also got hit by 2 bullets that had ricocheted.
Oh, my God.
None of the wounds are life-threatening. Then Mark barricaded himself in the house when police got there, but they hit him with a beanbag round and got him into custody.
Oh, beanbag round.
He's facing multiple felony charges. Bryn can answer the question. Ford or Chevy, Bryn?
Chevy, for sure.
Chevy, for sure?
I go Chevy.
There's no hesitation.
Come on, man. Ford Mustang?
Hold on.
I love the Mustangs, but I like the Corvette more.
Oh. Let me check with you, Zach. Is that Ford
Come
or Chevy?
On, Ford. Ford. We have 3 Fords in our house. Right
you know
now.
What?
See?
They're both fine.
See how this happens?
Yeah.
So stupid.
They have 3 Fords in their house.
You gonna step out the studio, Uzi?
Catch me outside. How about that?
She took a pose at the movie last night that would make you think you should question that. She's like doing
She's a knife family.
The knees. Bro handshake in that photo, right?
With Winona. I'll show you the photo.
You got to see the picture. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. And did you see Winona, her hair was down to the floor?
Who's Winona?
Her friend. Man, how many tattoos does that girl have?
I don't even know.
Like 100, right?
I don't know. She is the sweetest person. She's a listener.
Is she married and has kids or what's her story?
She's hooked up with a dude, yeah.
Oh, man.
Face. Yeah.
She's got an.
Look at how mad she is.
That's your friend. I'll cut you face.
You hated that movie, didn't you?
No, I loved it.
Look at how mad you are.
Your friend has an intensity to her that I was like.
But I swear, she's the sweetest person.
She
and,
is?
Yeah, when her and her man come to appearances, they come in their bomb ass lowrider. It is so nice.
I think I met her at that thing you did at, was it Andronico's? Or it was like, oh no, it was when Safeway took over the spot in Selma. I think I met her. Yeah.
Winona and Chuco is her man's name.
Chuco.
Yeah. So Ford, I'm going with then.
All right.
You know what? I'm not going to
Ford
fight
and
her.
Mercedes.
Yeah, don't. Our text numbers 800-400-3697 for the love of Ellie. please don't text and drive.
Don't do it, you guys. My poor mom, she's begging you.
415 says, Channing gave Jessie J photo credit on that Instagram post.
Oh, funny.
So she did took take that photo. Picture, right.
That's great. Then she was probably just like looking for some excuse to post. He's like, you can't post that.
You know what, though?
I win this game of Jenga, I'm posting
it. I want you
it.
To look at the picture yes. in color again, because a listener pointing out that I think he's wearing nude, sort of like a little booty shorts.
Oh, like
shorts.
A Speedo-y type thing.
It kind of looks like it, but then you look, it could be a tan, but I think I see they're like nude booty shorts.
I'm going to have to look at that. Hold
yeah.
on.
Look at, you got to see it in color. I think you might be. What do you think, Brynn? Are you looking at it in
I
color?
I am seeing a color change, but I got to say it looks
like
tan lines.
Isn't it just a tan line?
Well, that's what I thought too, but I keep looking at it closer and I don't know.
Well, maybe we should
Well,
look
you
in
can
color.
See all you need to see.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't.
I think that's just tan lines.
Oh, I see that. It looks like booty short tan lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you see the lines?
Yeah, right? Those
I
are.
I see it for sure.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, he's in the, what do they call that? The tanning booth?
Yeah, or maybe a spray tan that just.
Right.
Also, 415 says, I've been to a couple weddings lately that did not have traditional cake, and they were both fancy weddings. Mm. People are maybe going now for more tasty.
Mm.
Good.
Right. And we over-ordered so everyone can get the biggest chunk.
All right.
Good, because I'm going to be hungry.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Las Vegas residencies. They're a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I got a couple more that are starting up there. So just one more reason to go to Vegas, baby!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.